We can also calculate the net present value of the project using a slightly different method. In this method, we calculate the expected cash flows for each time period, and then we use the expected cash flows for time periods T, T plus 1, and T plus 2 to calculate the ENPV and IRR of the project. Step 1. We will first calculate the expected cash flows of each path by multiplying each cash flow by its associated probability for a given time period and then summing those numbers. The equation for the expected cash flow for time period 2 illustrates this. Step 2. Use the expected cash flows of negative 600,000, 350,000, and 370,000 for time periods T, T plus 1, and T plus 2 to calculate NPV and IRR. The ENPV comes out equal to 23,967, the same as before. The IRR is equal to 13%, which makes sense as the NPV is positive. So the IRR should be greater than the discount rate of 10%.